It's time for our regular Vocalise the Interval slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about accessible online events for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined again by Jess Beale from Vocalise to share some of the upcoming accessible events that are being highlighted in their weekly email newsletter, The Interval. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, before we chat about some of the upcoming online accessible events, Jess, I thought it would be a good idea to highlight the fact that Vocalise are looking for new trustees to join the Vocalise board, and I think you are very keen for visually impaired people to apply.
That's right, Toby. So we've got three new trustee positions available to join the Vocalise board, and we are committed to having 50% made up of blind and visually impaired people. So really encourage applications from them, as well as people of colour and younger age people who are currently underrepresented on the board. So within the trustee position, obviously, we really need people who are able to help guide us strategically, make important policy decisions and provide guidance for the staff and work within the board. So there's four board meetings per year. These are on Zoom or held in central London, and really encourage a lot of participation from board members with reading the board papers in advance, taking part in the discussions and actively contributing to what's taking place. As well as blind and visually impaired people, we're also keen to get people who have got experience of the theatre and museum sectors, as well as people involved in delivering training. But obviously, anybody who's passionate about supporting the charity, arts and heritage sectors, we'd love to hear from you as well.
And if people want to apply to become a trustee, how can they do that and find out more?
Yeah, so if you go to the Vocalise website, there is an article on there all about the trustee role and how to apply. But what we'd like is a CV and covering letter with details, just a bit about you and why you're interested in the trustee role, and you need to send that by. The closing date is Friday, the 26th of March, and you can email it to our trustee, Catherine Havelock, and her email address is catherine.havelock@wallacecollection.org.
And Jess, I believe even your chair, Joanna Wood, has been featured in a podcast called Adventures in Art.
Yes, our newly elected Chair of Trustees, she's just the latest episode of the Adventures in Art podcast. So Joanna's been talking about the accessibility of museums and galleries, and she's really highlighted the challenges that as blind and visually impaired people we face, just being able to access, being able to get to the museums, what's available there, how accessible their website is, and really thinking about some practical solutions that we're looking to work with museums and galleries and all venues to be able to make improvements to.
Brilliant. Now we come to some of those accessible online events, and I think we start with the British Museum.
We're at the British Museum, an audio described talk which was recorded back in January, and it was the South Asia collection in the gallery room number 33, where a selection of objects were chosen, and Vocalise describer Di Langford and the curator of the exhibition, Dr. Sushma Jansari, talked about a selection of objects, discussing, you know, a range of different regions and the history of it all. So Di Langford, she gave overall the visual description of the objects, and then it's really lovely to have the curator who was able to fill in the background and context to it all as well, and they really complemented each other very nicely. The video is available on the British Museum's YouTube channel, and it lasts for about an hour.
Brilliant. Excellent. Now we come to an audio play at the Southwark Playhouse.
Yeah, Southwark Playhouse, Elders Company, have produced a series of audio plays. This one, called Puffins, is 15 minutes and available to listen to on SoundCloud. And it's the story of a lady who sadly has lost her husband, and the scattering the ashes, her and her best friend start reminiscing and just talking about how things might have been. So, yeah, just a bit of a reminiscence piece.
And we finish with a play on demand with Amelia.
This is a recorded version of Amelia from the Vaudeville Theatre back in May 2019 and available to watch on demand. It's been showing for the whole of March, so available until Wednesday the 31st. And it's available, just pay what you can ticket, starting from just £1. So this is the story of a woman, Amelia Bazzano, possibly the Dark Lady of Shakespeare's sonnets. Back in the day, she wanted her story to be told, but it was a time when women were not. So she was forgotten about at the time, but now her story is being told and we're able to celebrate women's voices which weren't heard during Shakespeare's time.
Jess, if people would like to find out more about the events we have just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter, The Interval, find out more about the trustee roles or anything about Vocalise, where can they go to find out more?
So the best place to head to is the Vocalise website, www.vocalise.co.uk, where all the information is there. So The Interval is published weekly on a Thursday. It has the events that I've been talking about and lots more as well. It's also published on our Facebook and Twitter pages, which are at VocaliseAD. And we'd love to hear from you at Vocalise. So you can email the team inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Thank you, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby, and I look forward to chatting again in a couple of weeks' time.